Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro News for Tuesday, the 25th of March, 2025. Sorry, it's a bit late today. I've been doing lots of website stuff, putting up data, an issue with another website, which took ages. And of course, there's lots of results out today, results season. So I've been filling in the data on the website and all that stuff. And there's not much macro news out today. Of course, it'll be a big day tomorrow with Rachel Reeves' emergency budget, which she says not a budget, just an update. That's all. Yes, that's all it is. Yes. I'm going to put more pounds in people's pockets. Get your hand out of my pocket. Okay, let's look at the markets. First of all, FTSE 100. It's up a third of 1%, pretty much close to 8,662. FTSE 250. It's up again a third of 1%, 19,990. FTSE small cap. It's up just shy of half of 1% to 6,644. And the AIM all share, fingers crossed, it's up 0.7%, 6,93. So the recent high here was 6,95. And it pulled back from that. So if you can get above that, that's a good start. But it's not a major resistance level. But it'd be a good start. Commodities, Brent crude, down half of 1% to $72.64 a barrel. Copper, is it up again? It's up again. Copper is up 2.3% today. Wow. All-time high. Copper's on our tray. So, yeah, 2.3%. That makes it $11,485 a ton. An all-time high for copper, and gold is up half of 1%, pretty much, to $3,028 an ounce. Let's look at government debt. So for a two-year, the government will pay you 4.3%, pretty much, up 0.7%. That's the bond. That's how much they pay on debt for that two-year bonds. A 10-year, they'll pay 4.759%. It's up 0.9%. Of course, a little bit of worry about the emergency budget tomorrow. It's not an emergency budget. A pound will buy you $1.19, and $1.29. Where's Bitcoin? Bitcoin, it's had a little bit of rally. It's now third day above 200-day moving average. It's up to $87,970 a coin. Little gold coin, little digital gold coin, whatever that is. Okay, let's look at some micro news. Plenty out today. This is in alphabetical order. So I'm looking for companies that are growing top line, profit for tax and cash, pretty much. So first and foremost, Digital Box, full year results. They own lots of substandard sort of websites where they earn money from revenue. Like Entertainment Daily, Daily Mash, The Tab, The Poke, TV Guide, Emmerdale Insider, Royal Insider, and Reality Shrine. Oof. Go to places, eh? Anyway, saying that, you know, for the year, they are a market cap of 4.9 million, D-Box's ticker. They did up 30% from 2.79 million up to 3.645. Still lost before tax, a 25K. It's better than it was, though. It's 6.7 million last year. They do have a net cash of 2 million up from 1.6. So they are improving. The only thing I'd say here, I do believe, you know, against a backdrop, they've performed well, but I just think, you know, it's too small. They did generate free cash flow, even if it was just 349K. I question the ability to scale here and, you know, to rely on advertising revenue. And I say this is a kind of business model that needs a bigger company with a lot more premium content, I believe. And of course, they are at the behest of Google and Facebook algorithms as well. So I'm going to say no. Next, Get Busy. Get B is ticker there. They are a productivity software solutions company enabling growing businesses to work securely and efficiently with their customers. Okay, so market cap, 26 million. And for the year, they did 21.4 million, up from 21.1. The profit before tax was 594K versus a loss of 500K last year. And they have net cash of about £1 million, down from 1.9. Yeah, do you know what? I'm not convinced. It's literally, they are the high recurring revenue, yes. They've got a bit of top-line growth forecast, a little bit. They're still loss-making. Maybe worth revisiting when they are profitable, but I'm not convinced by this yet. Share price in a downtrend. It did bounce a day. It could be a bottom, but too early to tell, so I'm not really convinced. Next, Journeo. They provide tailored technology solutions to the transport community, of course, hardware, software, which is recurring. And they are a 44 million market cap. So for the year, their revenue is up 7.5% from 46 million to 49.5. Profit before tax was up. Let me just check that. Was up 32% to 4.9 from 3.7, and cash 14.1 million up from 7.9. So a tick on all boxes there. Now they did have a blowout year in 2023 after an acquisition. They went from 21 million top line to 46. Now they are expected to get growth next couple of years, but it's a bit more steady. Unless they do an acquisition, of course, they've got cash. But I'm saying it's a good company with recurring revenue, now growing steadily after an exceptional 2023, and only valued on a PE of 10. So it's a watch list. Next, Michelmersh Brick Holdings. Easy for me to say. MBH, Dicker. They produce a lot of premium bricks, of course. And this is fully results to the 31st of December. So they did 70 million revenue, down from 77, so down 9%. Profit before tax of 7.6, down from 12.4. And net cash of 6 million, down from 10 or 11 million, 10.958. The share price was in uptrend until February, but has since sold off. The S&P hit a 5-month low on these results, which is below the 200-day moving average. Needs to find a bottom, as it could be starting to form a downtrend. Nevertheless, I'm going to say here, okay, it's a decent company achieving free cash flow in a challenging environment, but growth is in a down, growth is down, revenue and profits. This will do well as interest rates come down. It's currently of decent value, pays a nice dividend. It's too early to invest, but this is one of these plays, you know, when interest rates keep coming down and house building sort of as a pickup, then this could do very well. And of course, you've got Labour's policy to build 1.5 million houses. They won't do it, but even the sentiment is there. So I think, you know, it's an interest rate play essentially, but it's a good business to you know, to play that on. So put on the watch list, not one for buying right now, but MBH ticker. Next, Personal Group, PGH, 72 million market cap, and they're a workforce benefits and health insurance provider supporting 1.25 million employees. Now listen to this. This is model, okay? Top line, this is full year results to December. 43.7 million up from 38.5. Growth of 30.45%. You've got profit before tax, 6.8 million versus 5 million, up 34%. So you've got top line growth and margin expansion, very important. Cash, 19 million versus 14.5, up 30%. They also pay a cracking dividend. This gapped up the share price on results. Some resistance at 232, which had failed at last time. Little doubt it will break this resistance due to impressive fundamentals, but may need some consolidation first because it's had a big rise today. Where is it, by the way? It was up 12%. Yeah, it's up 10% a day. Big rise. So maybe need a bit of a breather before it breaks through that resistance, but the fundamentals are stacking up. They do have ambitions of 100 million in revenue, and 30 million EBITDA. So and they have a roadmap to get in there. So great results with revenue, profits, and dividend up. Its dividend now is about over 7%. All up by double digits. Those are profits, revenue, and an increase in dividend. Brokers upgraded its target price from £2.09 to £3.16. And it's only on a forecast PE of 10. I do own some of this stock. They've got growth, they've got good value, they've got a rock-solid balance sheet, pay a cracking dividend. What's not to like? Next, Time Finance. I do own these as well. And they did just come up with a Q3 trading update. Own book lending, origination is up. Origination is up 5%, 69.3 million. Revenue up 14%. Profit before tax up 40%. Again, look out for that. When a company is expanding their revenue by double digits and their profit goes up by even more than that, that shows it can scale efficiently because profit is going up as they grow. Yeah, it's doing very well. They said continued positive trading momentum leading to expectation that the group financial performance for the year will be at least in line with recently upgraded market guidance provided in February. So that says to me they're going to beat expectations again. They've done this 6 times in the last 2 years. They are knocking it out of the park. Listen, this is a company, it's had a bit of a sell-off recently, just with the general market sell-off, which is ridiculous because they're a PE of like 10 and they're growing, you know, top line and profit. So it's a cracking company. I own it. Watch list. You know, do your own research, buy on dips. Next, The Mission Group, TMG is ticker. The company is a collective of agencies dedicated to helping clients. Company segments include consumer lifestyle, health and wellness, property, sports and entertainment, technology and mobility. It's got everything, isn't it? Mission Advantage and Central, business and corporate and investment. It's too much. They need to specialise somewhere. But these are full year results to the 31st of December. So operating revenue, 87.6 million. Versus 86.5, which is up 1.3%. Profit before tax, 2.9 versus a 12 million loss last time, so improvement. They do have net debt of 9.5 million versus 15, so it's improved. They've got a market cap of 23 million, but their enterprise value, of course, is 33. It may recover. I mean, the forecasts are top line growth pretty much flat. Margins are not forecast to rise until 2027, apart from next year, of course. Next year and the year after, they're flat. And they have net debt. So I'd say 2027 for a significant uplift is too far to predict. And the accuracy of that may be questionable. I just think there's better business models out there. So I'm going to say ignore. Next, Ultimate Products. Owner of a number of leading homeware brands, including Salter, the UK oldest houseware brand, established in 1760, and Beldray, established in 1872. According to market research, nearly 80% of UK households own at least one of the group's products. Well, Salter, yeah, but are they exclusive to Salter? Anyway, these are, was it full year results, I think, or half year? Let me just check, sorry. ULTP, for heaven's sake, I'm in the wrong keys here. Very tired today. I went to Wembley yesterday. Well, I didn't go to Wembley. I went close to Wembley to pick up my wife and daughter. Sorry, these are interim results to the 31st of January. So let me update that. So revenue, 79.4 million versus 84.1, so down 6% pretty much. Profit for tax, 5 million versus 9.48, so down 46%. And they have net debt of 17 million versus 8 million last year. So on every metric there, they have not improved. They got an enterprise value of 18 million. And this is a recovery play on consumer demand picking up. Could happen, but don't particularly see what this company has that is unique. So competitors could hamper any recovery as well. I just don't think it's an amazing business, to be honest. So I'm going to say ignore. There are probably better places to put your money. And that's what it comes down to the end of the day. And finally, Czar. They're an inkjet innovator, providing printheads and technologies for original equipment manufacturer and user development integrator customers worldwide. What are these? Are these fully results? Sorry, I'm a bit tired. If I'm tired, you must be worse falling asleep listening to me. Yeah, final results. These are 31st of December. So they've got a market cap of 51 million. Revenue, 61.4 versus 70.2, so down 12.58%. A loss before tax, 11.4 million versus 2.7. That's down. Well, it's worsened by 320%. And they've got net cash of 8.1 million versus 5.7. So they have generated cash from operations. Nevertheless, it's a recovery play and brokers see some top-line growth, but margins do not recover to 2023 levels, even by 2026. So they're saying it'll be a fully adjusted profit for tax of 1.4 million in 2026. In 23, they're adjusted profit for tax of 2.9. So ignore, it's, you know, it's not going to improve that much. So, yeah, that's it. I'm so tired, I didn't get sleep, I didn't get back till half 12 last night, half midnight, so I didn't sleep very well. But that's my problem, of course, not yours. So thank you for listening. Much as appreciatos. By all means, if you're not a member of the club, then you can get access to this spreadsheet, which will be going on to a database on the website very soon at sharepickers.com. And of course, there's the Macrocap League and different watch lists there. You know, you can get a special deal if you go to sharepickers.com and click on the book at the top of the page. Thanks for listening. Much appreciatos. Speaking tomorrow, hopefully I'll be a bit more awake. I need to be awake before the end of the week. I'm going to the Master Investor Show. Speak then. Bye-bye.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.